heterosexual men, they literally won't even have threesomes with their best friends because they're like, oh my God, like to see someone like in pleasure, to have it with your
I wouldn't
brother.
have a threesome with my best friend, and I'm not a heterosexual man. Nicole, would you have a threesome with me?
I don't. There's definitely some friends I would.
Okay.
But you know, because we're just too
I didn't
close.
expect to be offended, but okay.
Mystic balls.
Hey.
Hi, Cheyenne.
What's up?
Happy Sunday.
You have any Sunday scaries?
I don't really like get Sunday scaries.
I definitely do.
I
I
love
just get everyday
Sundays.
scaries.
Yeah,
I get Monday
exactly.
scaries, Tuesday scaries,
And I'm like,
Wednesday
every day is equally
scaries.
horrible. Like, Monday's no exception. That's not
Yeah.
true. I love life.
Whatever you need to tell yourself. I haven't seen your beautiful face since New York.
Yeah, dude.
Like
One
6 days
week.
ago.
I know. Did you have a fun time? Wait, that was your first time in New York.
Yeah, it
Do you
was.
love it? Are you gonna move?
I don't know if it's because just the first time visiting is like so overwhelming. Like maybe I'd be able to like picture myself there if I went again. But honestly, the first time visiting, I was like, it was so fun. I had a great time, but I was very never relaxed. If that makes sense. And then I like came back to LA, and it just is like, I don't think I realized that even though LA is a big city, at least where I live in LA is pretty chill.
Yeah, totally.
Like there's pockets of LA that are really busy, but then there's also parts where it's like feels more like residential kind of like I live in more of like a neighborhood. Like I don't walk outside my door and get like assaulted by the city. You know what I
No,
mean? Like
exactly.
when we would wake up and be like, okay, yay, like let's go meet for bagels and coffee, which by the way, I ate six bagels in 4 days.
I love when we
My
got a
stomach literally
bagel.
is still like rock hard.
Oh yeah.
Not
Well,
in an abs way, in like a
in like an
like
eight, I ate six
gastrointestinal issue
bagels.
kind of way.
You were like, "Should I order two bagels? Like, do you want to split a second bagel?" And I was like, "Bitch, I'm getting my own second
Like, I
bagel.
don't
Like,
want to
you could."
split a bagel with you.
And you were like, "Yeah, I don't know why I said that as if I've never like eaten two bagels in one
It's
sitting." But the bagels ended up being massive.
true
I think
what
that
they say
I
about East Coast bagels, though. Holy shit. That was a
Yeah.
completely different experience.
Yeah, well, maybe if we just go back a couple more times. And by the way, if you look me in the eye right now and was like, "Nicole, let's move to New York." Done, baby girl. You just give me the word.
Oh wow. Okay. I'll keep that in mind. Does that hold for like how many years?
Forever.
Okay.
You could literally call me in 20 years and be like, "Babe, we're moving to New York."
Like perfect. I'm divorcing my husband or wife.
Or wife, or they thems
Or
partners.
your spouse, I guess. But yeah, New York was super fun. It was actually a business trip. We're making it sound like
It was
it was just all fun
leisure.
and games. I mean, the business
No.
being getting super drunk and having fun, which we took that really seriously.
We did. We had some good meetings at various underground coffee
Rooftop
shops,
bars.
rooftop bars.
Dude, I never saw a rat.
Oh
I
yeah,
like
that's
really went. I was like,
crazy.
all I want to do when I'm in New York is I want to see a rat and I want to eat a bagel every single day. And I mean, I more than surpassed the bagel per day quota, but I didn't see a rat. We like went to
Maybe
the subway and
the
everything.
rats are like still under pretty hardcore lockdown because of COVID.
Oh yeah, like they're really observant.
Yeah, like in their rat communities, they're just like trying to stay really stay safe and hashtag stop the spread.
Yeah, I
You
just
just
imagined a rat wearing like a teeny little mask. It was kind of
little
cute.
rat mask.
Little rat. A little rat N95 strapped on. That's so funny to imagine rats taking any sort of like sanitary precaution.
Don't rats like wash their hands like in the little, they like, I think they clean themselves, don't they?
Seriously? They literally eat trash.
I know, but just because they eat trash and they're like scavengers doesn't mean that they're monsters.
Okay, that's not what I was saying, first of all. I don't want a bunch of like rats rights activists coming after me, Nicole. Relax. I don't know, maybe they wash their hands. I guess Remy did.
Ratatouille. That's based solely on my knowledge of Ratatouille, the animated movie by...
But don't they wash their hands in a single drop of water from the sink before they make a stew? What do you mean, Cheyenne? You mean to say that they're not clean?
I'm like, rats are known for enjoying the different French varieties cuisine. Of cheeses and French cuisine. That's true. You're right. I don't know anything about anything. I don't even know why.
You don't even know what?
Why do I even say things?
I did a lot of really good wilderness pees and poos the past 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. You went camping. Okay. You said you had some wild stories. Did you see any UFOs?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. But no, I went. This is like really ambitious of me to go to New York City and then go camping like in the same week.
Yeah. Wow. Jet setter.
Yeah. I'm such a jet setter. No, this is like the most social interaction I've had in a full year. And I got home and went straight to napping. Like I was exhausted.
Yeah.
But no, it was really fun. We went to, oh God, it was so weird. We got it on Hip Camp. And it was just like it was literally off like a main road in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Very populated area. Off like a main road, you like turn and go through this like residential area, and then all of a sudden you make one more turn and you're at this like huge pond.
Cool.
Like a dirt road, and then there's like spots to like pitch a tent.
Pitch a tent, like, I love that phrase.
What, as a euphemism for like a boner?
Yeah.
Or just like just, pitch a tent?
No, like as a euphemism.
Literally. Oh.
An innuendo, if you will.
Yeah, no, I do think it's really funny I should say that more. Although I don't have...
A lot of men pitching tents around.
Yeah, I don't really ever have a reason to say that. And if I did, I don't think that it would be the right like moment.
That's
a
true.
Baby, okay. Pitched a tent? He's like, what?
He's like, excuse me.
Anyway, sorry. Yeah, so then, and but then there was like a house, and this man David lived in that house.
Do you know him or
no, we don't know him. We found him online. Okay. He's basically just renting out like some of his property for people to
that's really
camp
cool.
on, which is cool, and like people do that in Hip Camp. It was just like really interesting. Like we got there and I was just expecting, like, I knew there was going to be a little pond. I was just expecting there to be, like, a little pond, maybe some bathrooms, some places to put our tents, and, like, that was it. There was, like, a home, like, a makeshift zip line.
Oh, my God.
Going across the pond. Yes, I did go on it. It was super fun. There were kayaks.
So terrifying.
There was archery.
What?
Set up.
You went
like,
to
this
summer
is all...
camp.
No, I literally felt like I was at summer camp, but it was, like, not regulated, like, not... safe. It was like a bootleg summer camp, and it's like all these grown men that like live there and just like do like this one guy just went and started like shooting a bow and arrow in the middle of the night. Like you couldn't even see anything. They were like playing handball. There was an arcade room. There's like arcade games in a room.
You guys paid money for this?
Yeah.
Like, for like the evening.
Yeah.
Wow, I wonder how much.
It's like a camping fee, though. It wasn't like.
Right. It wasn't like anything insane.
No, it was.
Were you allowed to use all the amenities? Like, were you allowed to like do archery?
Yeah, but it was just like so weird. It wasn't on the listing. Like, that's something they should advertise, right?
Totally.
It was just such a surprise. Like, we roll up to just pitch a tent and like roast s'mores and I don't know, like enjoy each other's company or whatever. And we get there and there's an arcade room, archery, kayaks, a freaking
Oh
zip
my
line.
God. What like a fun little hidden
I'm
gem.
so grateful that we didn't get murdered because I really getting there, I was like, this is so fun right now that it's daytime, but I can imagine shit getting really weird when the
Yeah.
sun goes down, especially that there's like these
Just
random
wild
men
men.
that these
Yeah.
like feral men that are
It's
living
feral.
in some like house on this property. I will say that this one guy this one guy was his car, there was like it wasn't the actual license plate, but there was a license plate in the window that said "Ass Man."
Oh, he would have taken a like into you.
Exactly. I was terrified. Every time he walked by, I literally would like turn, like to keep my butt like out of his
Is a
eye
no
line.
hiding that bedonkadonk. It doesn't matter the angle.
Oh God, but it genuinely kind of freaked me out. I was like, oh my God, like
Wait, that's
it
like
was almost like he was
s
like the boogeyman. I was like, he's gonna just like drag little girls with like big dump truck asses into the pond, like when the sun goes
Wait,
down.
that's so scary. That's like so overt to like have that advertised in your car that everyone can see that's staying on the
Was
property.
literally while we were driving in too, and I was like, I'm not safe.
Dude, wait, I'm so happy you're alive
No, me too. I was starting to
here.
get really worried.
Maybe he was hot though. I mean, if he was
No, he
hot,
wasn't.
like, oh.
He like mansplained how to build a fire to me, and I'm really good at building fires. It's like one of the only things that I'll.
Excuse me.
So I was like building the fire, and these David and Ass Man came over, and they're like, "You look like you're having a hard time with
Oh
that."
my God.
And
Oh
I was
my.
like, "Oh my God, please don't touch my butt."
The fact that you didn't even like flag them down to be like, excuse me, like I'm just a mere woman and like I don't know how to build this. Can you help me? That is the singular time that a man that is acceptable for a man to come over and help you. If you are
Yeah.
not asking directly for help, also building a fire is truly not that hard.
He probably sensed my like gigantic ass energy and just gravitated toward me like a mosquito to a light bulb.
Like a little puppy dog. Yeah,
No,
probably.
yeah, it was funny because it's not like I was like, oh, like my little lady brain like can't handle this. Please help me. Yeah, no, I was like doing fine. He comes over. He's like trying to do it for me. He kills the fire that I have going.
You like have a full growing fire, and he's like, let me help you.
It was kind of, I mean, it was like starting, but then yeah, he literally just like smothered the whole fire I had going. So I was trying to be polite, but I was also like,
Yeah, I mean, not to mention the fact that you have to be careful of what you say because you're literally on their property and were you to anger these men, your life could be in danger.
worried that he's gonna grab me by the ass cheeks and drown me in the pond.
God
Yeah, or shoot me in the heart
forbid.
with a bow and arrow
In the middle of the night, yeah,
in the
maybe
middle of
he that was him like
the night when
courting
he's
you.
doing archery in the pitch dark right by our tent.
That's genuinely insane.
It was like the weirdest 24 hours ever. But yeah, anyways, to finish the fire story, as it was him and Ass Man, like as they were leaving, because I was like, okay, like I have it, like thank you so much, like I'm good. As they were leaving, Ass Man goes, oh yeah, we also teach a class in self-sufficiency, just so you know.
I wish all you listeners could see my face right now. Pure shock.
I wish
What
you
the
guys could have seen
fuck?
my face when he said that to me, and it was as he was leaving, so I didn't have a chance to be like, hey, go fuck yourself.
Oh my
He left and I was
God.
just like, you kidding me?
Well, yeah, some
Like,
people
now you're
just.
really not going to be able to eat my ass.
Yeah, he kind of had a chance there for a second, but cards are off the table now.
Listen, I
That's.
was thinking about it, but now I'm taking it
Ew.
back.
That's horrendous. I'm sorry. But,
No, it's
like,
okay.
such a fun little story, and he didn't even get assaulted. So, like, that's a win in my book.
Like, it's the little things.
It's the little things. Let's just all take a minute to be grateful that we survived another day in the patriarchy.
Yeah, we should stop fighting for pay equality and just start being grateful for every day that we don't get assaulted. That's my my take on it. I think that's what Susan B. Anthony would have wanted.
Probably. Okay. Well, this episode's like kind of dark and heavy.
Yeah, it is heavy and not necessarily in the way that that one episode was, in that like the body count was astronomical. It's more like psychologically there's a lot to unpack.
It was like it was like a therapy session. We really got a chance to,
it was like basically 13 reasons why.
Literally. Okay, so
yeah, trigger warning for I guess, well, first of all, when have we ever done a trigger warning? But
I'm like, trigger warning for the Vampire Diaries pretty much though. I mean, yeah, Stefan is kind of struggling.
Genuinely. He's struggling, babes.
He's struggling on cool, babes. Season 1, episode 20. Blood Brothers. Yeah, I did like this one. But yeah, Stefan's still locked in the basement because he's
cleansing. He's on a cleanse, if you will.
He's detoxing. Yeah, he's getting his celery juice in.
Just like eat, pray, love, you know.
Yeah, also there's a lot of flashbacks in this, so just stay with us.
Bear with us. Here. Yeah, he's basically hallucinating because he hasn't, I mean, he's starving, like he hasn't had any blood or anything.
Yeah.
Why won't they just like toss him a sandwich to at least like give him something to like, I don't know, some sustenance?
I don't know that it would have any sort of effect. Like, I don't think calories are the issue. I think it's like the
blood. I know, but I guess I'm just saying, like, they can eat and stuff, and it probably would give him something to think about.
Yeah, do you think he ever craves, like, a
PB&J?
Yeah. I don't, yeah, 100%. But he flashes back to 1864, the night that Catherine was taken, and we see, like, how the whole thing went down. He and Damon actually try to save her. They, like, take her out of the little horse-drawn carriage. And they
I want to talk about these weird, like,
the carriages. Muzzles?
Well, yeah, they have, like, these weird muzzles on them. The vampires, that is. And then they throw them into these weird carriages. And it reminds me a lot of, in Beauty and the Beast, what they put, like, Belle's dad in.
Yes.
Like a loony wagon? Was that for like if you were crazy?
I think it would be like the modern day cop car. Like they just needed some sort of. Oh,
okay. That makes more sense to me. I thought it was like if you were like
crazies.
Well, I guess it is the same thing. I love thinking about what would happen to me like back in the day before people understood like mental illness. Like I would have like one panic attack and be carted off in that thing and like thrown in the loony bin.
Yeah,
like, I'd be in a straitjacket right now.
You would, or you would be, if you were born in that one century where they just like
called
women hysterical and they treated them by like
giving them orgasms,
literally putting vibrators on them at the doctor's office and making them come.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you should look it up. It's insane. It was in like the 1700s, 1800s, I think. Obviously in Europe, because that was when... because
America was too racist to be worried about women's rights at the time.
Yeah, they literally would say like, oh, she's hysteric. Like, she's crazy. I think a woman being hysteric was probably just like prescribed to any woman that like dared to open her mouth.
Yeah, just like spoke out of turn, and then they would take him to the doctors, and the doctors were like, oh, what actually combats hysteria? I just need to hysteria. Put
this vibrator on you.
Yeah, as if I put this literal vibrator on you, make you orgasm, and then they just like sent them back off into the world, which
Sounds
they're
great.
our worst
Yeah, no,
things.
women started just like
Worst.
faking hysteria all the time. And what's funny is that at first they weren't using vibrators, they just literally were using their hands, and the doctors were starting to get tired. So that's why they invented the
Yeah, because the doctor's hands would get tired. Everyone, this is actually crazy
This is a
fact.
history podcast now.
But we
So
digress.
anyways, they send
So
Catherine away in the loony bin to go get fingered, I guess. No, just kidding. They send her off because they're gonna kill all the vampires. And Stefan and
Yeah.
Damon are like, no, like we want to continue having like we want to continue like Eiffel
Having,
towering her every
yeah,
night.
having incest threesomes.
Which you know they like. And they run. They're trying to get her out of the little like wagon or whatever the fuck. And then they get shot trying to do that, and both die.
Yeah, both Damon and Stefan die.
But Catherine had been having them drink her blood. Here's a little tidbit. She was compelling Stefan to drink her blood, but Damon was doing it willingly.
Voluntarily, which sounds kind of sexy.
Ew. But
Yeah,
okay.
and so because they had vampire blood in them and then they were shot and killed, they did not die.
So they're starting to transition. And Emily, if you recall, who was Catherine's, I'm putting this in heavy quotes, handmaid. But she is a witch, and she just like does all her shit for her. She basically explains to them what happened. She gives them those rings that protect them from the sun, and she's like, basically, it's up to you. You know, if you're transitioning, so as long as you drink someone's blood, you're gonna stay a vampire. If you don't, you're gonna die. And they're both like, okay, cool, like we're gonna die then.
Yeah, because the whole reason they wanted to be vampires in the first place was so that they could spend all of eternity with Catherine and
Well,
each
Damon
other.
wanted to be a vampire in the first place, but Stefan never did,
That's true.
which is
Damon
why
was
she
like
was compelling him to drink her blood.
super right, and Catherine
Yeah.
wanted Stefan to
Damon
stay
was
around
so
as
whipped, he
well.
literally was drinking her blood like stone cold sober, like of his own volition. So
So that tells you everything you need to know about Damon, which, I mean, honestly, we could have guessed that because he spent all of eternity searching for her.
I just like want someone to be that in love with me where they just like
Do
literally.
you, though?
No, I'm kidding.
Do you, though?
No, I'm kidding. I would hate that.
Damon also explains in this little scene that he watches them drag Catherine away and set the church on fire, so he thinks that she's dead. And hearing Damon talk about this, like, is so out of character, and it's so weird to see him showing this much emotion and empathy for another human being other than himself.
He's a
He's
very
like in
different guy
tears.
in 1864. I mean, to be fair, he's like 20 years old, and now we've seen like the vampire hardened version of him. LOL hardened. Sorry.
Which we find out why he's so like bitter and mean at the end of the episode. But
Yeah.
yeah, to see like him cry as Damon was very like, ugh, that's like kind of off-putting to be honest.
You're like, ew.
I'm like, ugh, keep it
Stop showing.
inside. Like, yeah, I mean, do it on your own time like everyone else. Like, I sob in my bed
Hide it, yeah,
alone.
hide it from everyone like I do.
Yeah. Women don't like cry open. They don't like weep openly in public. I mean, that's
Yeah,
actually not
yeah,
true
wait.
because did we talk about it on the podcast or were we talking about it when we were together about how like New York or LA or like just being in a
Oh,
city is so
yeah.
nice because you
You
can
can cry
just
in public and no one gives a fuck about you. Like, no one's
literally
gonna
cry in
ask you if you're
public.
okay.
No one gives a shit, which like is actually very nice to just like know that you can cry in public and no one
No one
is
will
gonna
ask
confront
you, like, can I
you.
help you? Like, I would hate that if I was crying in public and someone came up to me and was like, what's wrong? I'd be
Yeah,
like,
if you were
fuck
like in a
off.
Midwest small town and everyone knew your
Yeah.
name, you
Oh,
couldn't just
God.
like cry in a
Sounds awful.
Walgreens. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I love being able to just absolutely break down in the middle of like Santa Monica Boulevard outside a
Totally.
gas station. Anyways, back in the present day, Damon goes to visit Stefan and give him some blood to drink.
Yeah, he's trying to keep his little bro alive, man. Wait, who's the little bro? Damon is younger.
Stefan is younger. Yeah.
Yeah, so Damon's just trying to keep his little bro alive, and he, like, tosses him some animal blood.
Cute little plastic water bottle full of blood.
And I don't know. Stefan's, like, being super weird, and he's refusing to drink it, and he's, like, kind of being a bit of a martyr and throwing a little tantrum.
He's really throwing a pity party in that, like, dusty-ass cell.
Yeah. He's wearing a wife beater.
Elena's there. She's just chilling outside of her high school boyfriend's literal prison cell in his home, in which he's detoxing from human blood.
Which is something.
And then she goes to school.
And then she goes to school, yeah.
And Damon gets a call from Alaric, who basically has been, like, tracking down John because everyone thinks John's shady and, like, kind of hates him. And he basically found that it's possible that Isabel is staying at an apartment in Grove Hill and is in touch with John. So they decide that they're going to meet up and have a little...
They're going to go see...
Date.
What the hell is going on?
The hell's going on with Alaric's ex-wife, who is now a vampire. I know, I love a Damon-Alaric team up. I think
I do
it's too. Like really...
It's
always catchy and fun. Yeah.
Yeah, they're always like super badass team.
They're just like so hot.
So yeah, they're both just like so hot.
I like
that
they're both really attractive. Speaking of John, he like goes into Elena's room. He just is like really, I genuinely think it's just like his face is very off-putting. Sorry
Dude,
to that actor.
So creepy and scary, and especially the way he's like lurking around.
Like I forgot he's staying in her house. Like he's in her bedroom, and he's like, "Hey, like we haven't even had a chance to catch up." And she's like, "Oh, that's funny, because I'm on my way out. Like I'm gonna go camp outside my boyfriend's jail cell."
Yeah, she's like, "I'm actually leaving," and he's like, "Well, I just want to talk to you." And she's like, "Okay. What do you want to talk about?" And he goes, "You should just like stop pretending that I don't know." And she's like, "I don't know what you mean." And he's like, "Your boyfriend's a vampire." And she's like,
"No," he says, "What would your mother think if she knew that her daughter was dating a vampire?"
Oh, that's right. And
Elena, thinks she's being
one?
Really sick, and she's like, "Which mother?" And then leaves.
So now Elena knows that Uncle John knows, and Uncle John knows that Elena knows that she is adopted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, side note, on the phone, she's on the phone with Damon at some point before she's like going over to see Stefan again, and she asks what kind of animal blood is Stefan's favorite, and I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, Damon tells Elena that Stefan's favorite type of animal blood is cute little golden retriever puppies.
Yep, that's true.
I hope it's true,
just
too.
Kidding. He's probably into, like, bison or some shit.
Jeez. Do you think there's bison in Mystic Falls?
I don't know. Maybe. Like,
accessible to them?
I have no idea. We have to talk about Anna.
And Jeremy. They have a steamy little makeout session this episode.
Literally on school property. They're kissing. She
yeah.
goes, like, "I'm going to high school with you now," and he's like, and he's literally like, you're like a 300-year-old vampire, like why are you going to high school? And she's like, "To hang out with you," and he thinks that's like cute and not horrifying. I don't know.
You can say what you want to say, and listen, like I want to hate them with you so hard, like I want to be like, "Oh my god, like isn't this disgusting?" But like, to be honest, I think Anna and Jeremy are so wholesome and cute together. I think Jeremy's so hot, dude. Like, especially in this episode, he's so hot. His, like, sweeping hair, and he's always, like, so pensive. I don't know. I'm, like, super into it.
I don't like his moles.
Oh, my God. That's, like, his beauty marks. Those are God's kisses.
All right. Well, freaking agree to disagree, but...
All right.
Basically, that's all that happens, and then they kiss on school property, and I wanted to throw up in my mouth, but anyways. Then Pearl meets John at the grill. I think it's under the pretense of her buying their rental property or renting their property. But John's being weird. He buys her a drink. I'm just like embarrassed for him because he looks the way that he does. The girl looks the way that she does.
Right.
And he basically like, he's just like being a huge dick to her. He brings up that she was like really in love with Jonathan Gilbert, like back in the day, how Jonathan Gilbert was the one who ended up sending her to the church to die. And he's like, yeah, like, I read his journals, like, he, that was his biggest regret, like, sending you to die. Like, he said that you were the only woman he ever loved, like, was saying all that to her. And then it's like, JK.
Yeah, dude.
So she gets mad and leaves.
As she should. But Jonathan's like, wait, I want the invention or whatever. And she's like, why? And he's like, it's, you know, a family heirloom and I just like want it. And she's like, well, I gave it to Damon, so you can ask him for it.
And that's the last we hear about the invention this episode. Thanks, everyone. Once again, a freaking dead end in the plot of this show, but it's okay. We'll figure it out maybe next season. But anyways,
Anna's in Jeremy's room and they're like smooching on his bed.
Can I say the line that I really like?
Yeah, please.
I forget what he says. And she goes, oh, well, you're something else entirely. And he goes, what's that? And she goes, my weakness.
And then they, like, share a really sweet kiss. And I...
It's not a really sweet kiss. They, like, take their clothes off.
And then they, like, strip. And, dude, it's hot. As hot, if not hotter, than... freaking Elena and Stefan.
I mean, nothing even compares to the hotness levels of Damon and Stefan having an argument, though.
Oh, I mean, yeah, no, that's not even
that's unmatched.
That's an S tier right there. But in any case, they like make out or whatever. And also in this scene, Anna calls Jeremy a hater.
No, she calls Uncle John a hater, right?
Oh, yeah. No, yes, you're right. She calls Uncle John a hater.
No, she calls Uncle John a hater, and she calls Jeremy her weakness. So.
Which is so sweet, I suppose.
She goes home, and Pearl is packing up, and she's like, so Uncle John scares me. We're leaving.
Yeah, same girl.
My feelings are hurt. And Anna's like, no, Mom, like, that's your dream, not mine.
She's like, this is about Jeremy.
But then in the end, she literally spent hundreds of years, like, trying to get her mom out of the tomb.
Globetrotting.
I mean, listen, like, yeah, I mean, it's literally her mom, and Jeremy's just some, like, we've said it before, like, your boyfriend is just some random-ass dude. Like, you don't owe him. You're not related to him. You don't know him.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay, I'm going to leave with my mom. She goes to say bye to Jeremy while he's asleep.
Yeah, she, like, sneaks
that's really
up
rude.
In the room. Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, leaving town, and your boyfriend calls, and he's like, where are you? And you're like, oh, I said goodbye while you were asleep. Like,
while you were half asleep. Yeah. He like half wakes up and she like strokes his face and he's like, oh, that feels nice. And then he like falls back asleep and she goes goodbye. And then she leaves. He's still dead asleep. He probably thought it was a dream.
Yeah. Whatever. That was whack.
So she goes back home. Yeah. And Anna walks in the front door and
mom is dead.
She's dead, y'all. Pearl is freaking dead.
She's dead. R.I.P. to the hottest character in the whole show.
He had like 4 lines.
Yeah, she didn't really get to do much, but she was really hot.
Oh wait, Pearl, we didn't.
Harper. Yeah, Harper died as well. Too. I meant Pearl.
Yeah, okay.
Harper is hot too. Harper also died. Uncle John staked them.
Yeah.
Sorry, Anna. I hope she leaves now. That's all.
So, facts. And then another flashback happened.
Yay.
It's 18. 18-
they're so hot in these flashbacks. They look, oh my God, 1864 dude. Looks so good on them. The suspenders, so the trousers, good. The like longer hair.
Damon's little like curls, dude. I'm such a sucker for a man with curls.
I
know.
I love that. I love that they have like curly hair in 1864.
And also they're like so in touch with their emotions. I don't know. It's all like
the they're like young and vulnerable. Package.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But
I love seeing a sad man in a blouse.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Same.
Nothing's hotter.
Damon and Stefan are just talking about how they're like halfway completed through this transition to be vampires, whether or not they want to go through with it.
Yeah.
And they're just like, we're going to starve to death because Catherine's not even here. So what's the point of even continuing?
I know. I love that they're not. I mean, I guess Stefan never wanted to be a vampire, but I like that it's really only the factor of like Catherine not being there, not the like moral qualm of having to drink human blood to survive. Like, that's like not really something. Like, I don't know. I just feel like there would be a bigger discussion.
Yeah.
I have to say. Like, it feels very simplified.
It does. I mean, Catherine aside, like, it would be an interesting proposition. It just feels like.
I'd do it.
We wouldn't, though. You wouldn't, though.
Why not? I think I'd do it for the bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's true. Like, just do it till it gets, like, tiresome.
Yeah, like, you can always just take your ring off in the daylight and, like, be dead if you want. Like, when you're sick
of
it.
That is so interesting.
Like, you might as well try it. But, I mean, obviously, you low-key, like, are probably going to kill someone either by accident or on purpose.
Yeah, but if you're living
but
for...
Steve, okay, the conversation we're having right now about it is longer than any conversation that Damon or Stefan have about it. That's kind of my point.
No, exactly. Like, they were literally like, Catherine's gone, like, no way, Jose. And Stefan's like,
no way, Jose.
I'm going to go, like, say bye to Daddy Giuseppe.
Oh, yeah, Daddy Giuseppe.
So Stefan walks in, and Daddy Giuseppe's like, I literally watched you die on the ground. Like, what are you doing here? And he's
like,
Father.
Well, turns out he was the one who shot them.
Yeah, and Daddy Giuseppe's
and
like...
Father Giuseppe.
Daddy Giuseppe's like, I pulled the trigger, you idiot. And Stefan's like, how could you do that? And Daddy Giuseppe's like, well, you chose the vampire over your own fam. So, like, that's mad sus. And I'm not going to deal with that toxicity in my life, though.
That was toxic as fuck.
It's like, bro, that was like mad whack of you. And
he tries to kill him again.
Yeah,
he like breaks the like a wooden something in half over his leg.
It was like a pillar.
I was like,
Daddy Giuseppe. Whoa, okay. And then Stefan's like, Daddy Giuseppe, and like throws him against the wall. Unintentional. He doesn't realize he has this superhuman strength.
Yeah.
And Daddy Giuseppe ends up bleeding. Much like the last episode, he, when confronted with human blood, he just simply cannot walk away. So it's, like, all over his fingers. And
it's
like
so gross.
It
and it's, like, a wound because Giuseppe, like, pardon me, Daddy Giuseppe.
excuse me.
Oh, my God, excuse me. Daddy Giuseppe accidentally, like, staked himself when he, which, yeah. How do you even do that? What an idiot.
Freaking idiot.
Idiot. So it's, like, an open wound that Stefan is putting his fingers in.
Yeah, and doesn't
like
it,
licking the blood off of.
Doesn't
like,
it feel
it's,
like a bit like incestuous? Like,
I mean, based on how the show has presented blood as being like this like, weird like sexual experience, like yeah, it kind of does.
Like the way that.
But listen, they're no strangers to incest. They're brothers, and they're literally like
they're Eskimo brothers.
Well, they're Eskimo brothers, and honestly, I feel like they're more than that. Like, I just feel like they've definitely had a threesome with Catherine, and it's some, like, whether compelled or not, probably not even. I feel like they've definitely had a threesome with Catherine, and they've definitely, like, pecked each other at the very least. I mean, listen, if you've seen your brother's, like, erect penis, Did I take it too far? But also, like, that's like, even if they, I don't know, like, if you're having a threesome with someone, even if you don't even touch each other, like, that's just different. That's not, anyways, yeah. Then, so now he's completed the transformation by, like, sucking the life out of his own dad. That didn't sound right. There's like no way to talk about this and have it like sound.
Sucking the life out of his own dad. Okay, yeah. Facts, though.
Okay, we're back in the present day. Elena? Elena's just like
She's like so clingy. She's a
omniscient.
stage four clinger, dude. Stefan
Yeah.
keeps telling her to like leave him the F alone, and she's like, I won't. Like, I'll be here for you. But
I'll
Stefan's
be
still in
there
his.
for you know?
Seven's in his cell.
Yes.
Elena is ignoring Damon's warnings not to go down there alone because he's
Correct.
like, he's dangerous, he's hungry, you just like don't know what he's capable
He
of.
literally shoved her into a wall and hit the wall next to her the last episode.
So scary.
That's like you're one step away from getting punched in the face, Elena.
Yeah,
And now he's
literally.
starving. So if he did that when he had a full tummy, imagine what he will do on an empty tummy.
100%.
That
I
advice
agree.
goes for any time you deal with a man.
Across the
It's
board.
across the board. But yeah, she like brings down the silly little plastic water bottle. It's like a fucking Arrowhead water bottle
It's
full of
literally
blood.
an Arrowhead water bottle.
Full of puppy blood or whatever. She opens the door and goes in, and he's like, literally, get away from me. He screams at
He
her,
screams at her. It's
gets in her face.
scary.
He's like trying to scare her away. He's really being like a model toxic boyfriend, because he's claiming that he's gonna kill himself.
Oh, facts, dude.
And
He
he's
is
also
threatening
threatening to kill
suicide.
her as well.
We love a double homicide suicide.
Yeah, and he's yelling at her, he's being fucking scary. I don't remember how exactly she calms him down. I think she just like lets him scream at her for a while.
She pretty much does, and then she's like, see, you like can't get rid of me, and he's like, fucking fine, Jesus.
And he finally like drinks some of the blood and they sit down and he tells her the story of what happened with his dad. I need to just say word for word what the Wikipedia article said. Wikipedia article that we use for a synopsis, it says Elena is shocked at the story, but not turned off.
Yeah, and she wants him to
The
keep
synopsis on the
talking.
Wikipedia article says. She's shocked at the story, but not turned off.
Not turned off. Actually, listen, that's like more of a common phrase than you may think. My grandma used to commonly, like almost at least once a time when I would see her, be like, whatever turns you on. And that was like a regular phrase in her
No, I
vocabulary.
know, but listen, even if they're not saying turned off in the sexual way, which I know they're not, it's like that's something that you would use to say like oh, like she doesn't really love how much salt is in the dish, but she's not turned off by it. Like it's so
Yeah,
casual. The fact
totally.
that they're using that phrase of him telling her that he killed his father and drank his blood, and that's how he became a vampire. The fact that they're saying that she is shocked but not turned off, instead of
Yeah,
being like,
she's.
she's really shocked by the story, but I don't know. Like, there's something else you could say.
No, I totally hear you. It is like so blasé, the
Yes,
way
it's
that
blasé. Thank you.
they just like keep the story going.
She's not turned off.
But she does give him some time and some space, and she like puts the ring next to him and is like, whatever, like it's your
She
decision.
leaves his little cell door unlocked.
What an idiot.
She's trying to play the whole it's
cool
your
girlfriend.
decision, like cool girlfriend, like babe, literally, like I don't even mind, like I'm really upset that you smoked weed and came to my family reunion, but like it's your decision, like tonight, like it's really up to you, like I'm not gonna be mad either way, like if you show up high or not, and then like naturally, like if like naturally he shows up high and you're gonna be really annoyed,
No,
it's like that,
100%. No,
you know.
yeah. I mean, it is. She's like also kind of a martyr. She's like totally your call if you want to like kill yourself or not, but
If
like
you want to kill yourself or me, like it's a risk I'm willing to take.
and she just like kind of leaves it up to him.
Let's check in on Alaric and Damon. Their little team up. They go to
Yeah.
this house that they track John's phone calls to, and they're kind of,
Pretty
you know,
NCIS of them.
yeah, it is. They open the fridge and there's a bunch of like blood bag, like donation, like blood bank donation bags. And they're like, okay, so definitely there's a vampire in here. Not sure if it's Isabella or not. Some vampire comes out of nowhere and like starts attacking them. This is something
Alaric
I love that happens.
specifically.
Alaric specifically. This is something I love that happens in the show. Like the vampire will come out of nowhere and immediately just like go on the defense and start attacking someone. And then they'll be like, oh, Henry?
Yeah, they're like,
Oh, this is
wait,
Henry. He's like
bro, what the
Damon.
fuck is up?
And they're like, what the fuck's up, dude? I haven't seen you since like
1864,
1902.
yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, that's what happens. And Henry's like, oh, no way. You know John? I know John. Like,
He's like, how do you know John? And Damon's like, oh yeah, we go way back. He's like my bestie for the restie. And Henry's like, dope. He's like been keeping me here. He's been keeping me fed.
keeping me here.
He like rented me this like sick ass pad.
This condo in
And
Mystic Falls. I love that he says that John is teaching him how to, because he's a vampire from the tomb. John is teaching him how to like adjust to the modern world. He says that he's taught him how to use a microwave, match.com, and how to
Match.com,
separate his
baby.
whites.
Some big modern day inventions for sure. And Alaric is all but casual and is like, so, like, anyone else here? And he's like, whoa, dude. And Damon's like, no. He just like wants to know like if you know any women. And Henry's like, nope.
Know any women, if you know any broads, you know any birds around this part of town?
Any chicks? Ugh, I hate the word chicks, dude.
Chicks.
But Henry's like, nope, just me and my pal, just me and my boy John. And
You think him and John are like,
no, I don't think John plays that game.
okay.
Henry might. He's looking a little fruity for sure. That's based on absolutely nothing.
No, he kind of has like spiked, like it almost looks like he could have frosted tips.
Dude, he definitely is frosted tips, 100%.
Which is really funny that he's like learning, he's still learning how to use a microwave, but he's like caught up enough to get frosted tips,
He's like
but
in, yeah, he's in with the like popular
like okay.
hairstyles.
Like
But
go piss, girl.
go piss girl. Alaric asks him what the heck John is getting in return for being so hospitable. And he's like, oh, I just keep tabs on all the vampires in town. And they're like, oh, sick. So it's pretty whack.
And then he's getting a phone call and he's like, oh no way, it's John right now. And Damon's like, no way, let me answer. I want to say
Yeah, he's like, oh, so funny we're together. Like, he's gonna love this.
he takes the phone and just lets it ring. And then Henry's like, are you gonna get
That's
that?
mad sus.
This should escalate so quick. Like going, so that happens. It's like
They're like
weird, right? If
enjoying.
like a friend did that to me, like if I was like, oh no, like Nicole, I'm like, Parrish is calling me and you were like, give me the phone, I want to talk to him, and you just let it ring, like that would be kind of weird, and I'd definitely be like, oh, aren't you gonna answer that?
You wouldn't be like, I'm a kill you now.
I wouldn't be like, this is really shady and I feel in danger and I'm gonna try and kill you now. But that's what happens.
Totally. But
And
that is what
Henry
happens.
suspects that something's off. He lunges at them and Alaric stakes him.
And he dies.
Alaric's really been like getting into murder lately.
He's been a really,
For like
serial
being a
murdering
history
these
teacher, he's kind of
vampires.
like been like doing
He's on
murder.
that murder shit. He's really
He's on
just
his white
doing
boy
murder.
summer shit.
He is having a white boy summer, dude?
Oh God. Yeah, and then they like go back to the Mystic Grill and have a drink.
Yeah, it's all very cash, blase.
Or no, maybe no. No, it's still in the condo, whatever. It doesn't matter. But then they're like having this cute little heart to heart after like kind of unnecessarily killing this guy.
Yeah, they could have just like restrained him, but they
like he seemed pretty nice. They could have just restrained him and been like, just, you know, like John's actually kind of like sketchy.
He just learned how to separate his whites. Like this guy was just like living his life, man.
Shit, he just got his tips done.
Literally just got his frosted tips.
That would really suck to get your hair done and then dye right after.
Or would it? Because then you'd look super cute in your...
You'd be looking fresh in the coffin.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little looking dark.
Fly in the cremation room.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyways, they have a cute little heart to heart. Alaric's like, this is insane. Like, I can't keep chasing around my ex-wife like this. Like, I need to be done with it. And Damon's like, okay, what does this have to do with me?
Yeah, and Alaric's like, yeah, man, I just, like, can't live my life like this.
Damon's like, I've been doing this for...
He's like, shit, dude, you literally searched for your wife for 2 years and now you're straight up over it. I'm on year like 169 or something. And he's like, wow, that's like very mature of you. Which it is. I mean, he really pulled in a Colt where he was just like, I'm over it.
Yeah. And I've been pulling Damon's for quite some time now.
Yeah.
I know it's been 3 years since I talked to him, but I just think maybe we could work it out.
You're like, but I literally had a dream about him, and I'm like, what does that possibly mean? But I have a near toxic ability to just like decide to never speak to someone.
It's actually kind of terrifying. Sometimes I'm like, what if she did that to me?
We're in way too deep, babe. I can
like never. But you literally will dump someone and then be like over it the next day.
Yeah, I'm like, I cried in my car on my way home, and I honestly haven't thought about it since.
Yeah, I mean, congrats. Go piss, girl.
Why is that so
funny? I don't know. It's just, like, still funny. I'm going to keep using it until it's not funny anymore. Damon goes back home. Elena's still there because she lives there now because she needs to be constantly in emotional turmoil, I guess.
Even Damon's like pretty annoyed. He's like, you're literally still here. And she's like, what did you expect? Also, there's this one moment where Damon just asks,
I know what you're gonna say. I think
Damon asks, like any person would, he was like, are you gonna be here when I get back? And she's like, yeah, is that a problem?
It's his house. Like,
are you kidding me? What?
I'm like trying to imagine if I was like, if one of my like roommate's boyfriends was over or something and I was going to the grocery store and I asked them that and they responded, yeah, is that a problem?
Like, I was in New York and like, I would get into a fight. Welcome to stay at my friend's house, and I was even still like, oh my god, I'm sorry, like my shoe is on the ground, like sorry to be taking up space in your home. But Elena feels no remorse in any capacity. Yeah, so
they're getting like really comfortable. They both sit down on the couch and she has her legs on his lap.
See,
did you notice that?
Oh, I sure did, because but Damon kind of initiates it because he sits down and lifts up her legs, which by the way, she's still wearing shoes, and then sets it down on her lap. So on his lap. So
that's like such a casually intimate thing to do with someone.
So intimate, isn't it?
Yeah.
To be touching. They're touching.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm sure she loves the attention. I'm sure he loves the attention. So it works. But
I mean, there is a lot of like,
Stefan being unhinged has really given them opportunity to
explore their
their relationship.
Yeah, 100%.
She's basically like, you know, Damon, like Stefan's really depressed, and like it probably would help if you didn't like make Stefan feel so guilty for like being the reason why Catherine ended up in the tomb. Like,
yeah, she goes, you're real not dick innocent. For that. Yeah.
And Damon's like, oh, that's really interesting because you don't know what actually happened.
Yeah, and he goes, there's two sides to every story, which, yeah, facts, girl. Go piss, girl.
Go piss, girl. And he's like, that's really funny because you don't even know what happened after he killed our dad. So then we have another flashback.
Okay, flashback.
Damon is still wanting to end his life and not turn into a vampire. Stefan rolls up after killing his father and drinking his blood. He rolls up with a gift for Damon. And the gift is like a girl who genuinely looks like she could be 15 years old.
It's a woman, and not it's only just, is
like,
it a...
why is everyone bring, like, why can't, why does it always have to be like a young girl who's like has an open wound for them to so suck vulnerable. On?
Dude, I was literally thinking about that, and I think it's because it's such a sensual thing. Stefan like presents this young girl's neck, and Damon
it's like
sucks,
an offering.
Yeah, and like sucks the blood out of her, and it's like I picture that being like some dude, and Stefan. Yeah. Stefan's like, yo, like, go to town.
He brings the, like, lifeless body of their dad. He's like, go ahead. Try it. Yum.
But yeah, no, like, if it was like, a guy, it wouldn't be, like, as sexy, and they always make it to be this, like, kind of sexy thing. But she didn't have to be literally 15.
Yeah, she could have at least been of age, but, you know, whatever.
Of age.
Business, I guess.
But Stefan's like, yo, Catherine was right. Like, this is unworldly. I can hear shit. I can run really fast. I feel amazing. You gotta do this.
Yeah. And then and Damon's like, works.
Yeah. Well, Stefan kind of gets the tap running for him. And Damon. Ew. Yeah, Damon's like, oh, sick. Yeah.
This is, like, really... like threesome adjacent, not to talk about threesomes as much as I have this episode, but
well, how fucking manipulative is this?
I mean, first of all, it's manipulative as fuck. That'd be like if I was like, Nicole, I like really,
if you were like, I really want to have a threesome, and I was like, I don't know, Nicole or Cheyenne, I'm kind of like on the fence, like I just need some time to think about it, and you're like, well, me and a man are naked right now in front of you, so figure it out.
Are you saying that that would like convince you that you'd be like, oh shit, okay, like
I'm just saying he didn't have a choice.
Like, wait. I'm sorry. I'm not, like, really following your analogy, to be honest.
I'm like, I just really want to have a threesome.
I was like, I think if anything, like, that would push me even further away. Like, if you were, like, if I expressed.
I mean in the sense of it being manipulative, but.
Okay.
Go on about.
I was just going to say that. It's very threesome adjacent. They're like grabbing each other's faces and having this like very intense conversation.
So close.
And then
together.
Sharing blood from this girl in the middle of them. It just felt really, it felt icky, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. And honestly, Damon didn't either, because that was not consensual. Like, Damon was trying to resist.
Yeah. I would not say that was a consensual turning. But what do I know?
What do we know?
But, like, that's such a, like, a life-altering decision, you know?
Yeah, it certainly is.
And Stefan was just like, I made this decision for you, so be thankful, like, be grateful for me, like, so
Stefan's
weird.
Just being hella manic, like, that's... It's true that that's how he acts when he's on human blood. He's like really scary.
Yeah, so Damon tells a story to Elena, and he also notes that after Stefan tried human blood, like, he's never been the same since. He's never been the same loving, sexy Stefan.
He's like, he just hasn't really been putting out ever since.
Like, he's just like not really as hot as he used to be.
Yeah, Elena doesn't like hear any of the manipulation aspect of this.
In one ear, out the other, girl.
Literally, you could wave a gigantic red flag in front of her. You could wrap her in a red flag.
That is
send her down the Mississippi, and she still wouldn't get it.
That's literally what. Whatever. I mean, Stefan screamed in her face, and she was like, "Haha, still here, bitch."
She's like, "But I'm here for you."
Yeah, she's like, I love you.
She's also, like, kill yourself and me or don't. Like, it's up to you, Stefan.
So manipulative. God. She's like, I support you in whatever you decide.
Yeah, she hears this whole story and she's like, oh my God, like, Stefan wants to die to, like, make things right, which is kind of like, I don't really know how that's, like, point A to point B for her, but it is. She runs downstairs.
Well, he feels so guilty for like killing his father and like turning Damon. Yeah. And I think it's just really weighing on his heart, man.
It's heavy on his heart.
Yeah. So
he's like, how am I gonna have a white boy summer with like all of this remorse?
All this trauma, yeah.
So I think that's all we're all wondering. I mean, that's the question on everyone's mind these days.
Yeah, how are you going to have a white boy summer with that sweet white boy guilt, baby?
That white guilt. Okay, so she runs downstairs. He's gone, and he's left his ring. So she goes to find him.
Which means that he, like, essentially wants to, like...
burst into flames when the sun comes himself. Up.
Right.
Kind of a cool way to go, honestly. That's pretty, like, metal of him to be like, no, I'm just going to burst into flames at sunrise.
Super metal.
It's pretty, like, rock on. But, yeah, we have another flashback. He remembers Damon being very upset after finally turning, after feeding from that girl. He basically says, like, we're going to be with each other for all of eternity, and I'm going to make your whole life fucking miserable. God, this is really heavy for
a teen vampire show.
Like, drama. Grappling with his, like, morality and guilt and the butterfly effect. And
dude, yeah. And he's just like, yeah, I keep hurting people. Yeah.
So Elena finds him standing waiting for the sun to come up.
Ugh, the scene was so intense, dude.
Nothing says bad high school relationship like convincing your boyfriend not to kill himself.
It's pretty classic, actually.
Oldest trick in the book, Stefan.
Yeah. But she's like, this is where she really... Elena has the ring, and she really does, like, sort of talk him off a cliff, though. And this Stefan's losing it, clearly. And she's like, she really opens up, and... They sort of trauma bond over the fact that Elena was like, well, when I was in the car, like, I decided not to go to this family dinner because I wanted to go to this, like, high school party, and then my parents had to come pick me up, and that's why we were on the bridge, was because of me.
And that's why they died in that car accident.
And that's why they died, but, like, I can't put that blame on myself, which, like, go piss, girl. Like, she's been going to therapy, obviously. But also, Jesus, that's, like, so intense.
Yeah, this is also the first time I'm hearing of anything regarding her dead parents since, like, episode one. Like, congrats on, like, deciding you're upset about that again, Elena.
No, okay. She's obviously, like, really recovered. She was like, not my fault, doesn't matter.
Gosh, I'm like, that would take me years to come to that conclusion.
To process, yeah,
and to process sure. that. And she, like... what, a mere year after the fact is like, barely. No, it like really wasn't my fault, and like they died and there was nothing I could do about it. Like, I need to move on.
Yeah, and she makes this really profound comment. She's like,
I just need to stay positive.
How like things happen in the world and you can't, it's all about your actions, and you can't like put blame on what happens to other people because those aren't your actions. But it resonates with Stefan, and
she like, said a lot of words that didn't like add up, but okay. You all get it, right? She gives us like a pep talk. She's like, it's your choice. Like, you can put this ring on or you can burst into flames. Like, it's totally up to you. She gives him a cute little peck, and she walks away.
Yeah, and then he's like, Elena, and then she like turns around, and then he like runs into her arms, and they share a kiss.
Every time they hug, their space between them, their hips. Have you noticed that? They don't like press their full bodies into each other. They hug like tilting inwards, like not touching their. Oh,
maybe the actors like secretly didn't like each other.
Yeah, that's how I hug people I don't really like that much. I'm like, I don't want your dingling anywhere near me. Something to look for. Anyways, the next time
he does put his ring back on, so I guess he's not gonna kill himself this episode. Do we need to put a trigger warning on this episode?
I don't like shit, do we? I don't know. But he also says that once, he said this so many times, he's like, I'm just really scared that the next time I hurt someone it will be you. And she's like, that's totally fine.
Yeah, she's like, I don't give a shit about that.
It's like, what? Which someone, also, if a man said that to me, I'd be horrified.
But also, like, kind of metal.
It'd be pretty sick if you said that and then burst into flames, I'll be honest.
Yeah, it would, but whatever.
Leaving nothing but his costume jewelry behind.
This is such a toxic relationship, and honestly, I'm, like, in love with it. Proper in love.
Proper in love vibes. I want what they have.
I want what they have.
So Elena and Stefan go back to the Salvatore house. She's like, I'm gonna leave you two alone for a talk, like, to talk for a second. And Stefan's basically like, thank you. Damon says something really profound, and he basically says, you know, I'm upset with you for the way that everything went down, but my actions and the people that I've hurt aren't because of you.
Right.
They're because of me. And, like, let me carry my own guilt and you carry yours.
Yeah, you know, that he was really lets him off the hook. Because this whole time, Stefan feels very much...
like Damon is killing people just to upset
him.
Which, Damon clearly has his own agenda.
Demons, yeah,
and his own demons he's fighting. He's just not as, like, heroic about it as Stefan. Oh, he also tells us something really interesting, which is the reason why he was mad at Stefan was not necessarily because of what happened
him
with the
to be a vampire transition
and with Catherine going to the church, but it was out of, like, I mean, he doesn't say he was jealous, but Catherine was only supposed to turn Damon.
Yeah, and he was like, it was just supposed to be me and Catherine for all eternity, and the fact that she also wanted you along for the ride is just, like,
he's like, it was chill. One threesome. Like,
yeah, he was like, it was literally one time. And obviously, Catherine just wanted to have her cake and eat it too.
Yeah.
And did not get the okay from the brothers to, like...
she's not really into consent.
No, she's super not into consent. That's facts.
Yeah, so that was an interesting moment with the brothers. Surprised they didn't kiss goodnight afterwards. And then the episode ends with Alaric having a drink at the bar, which...
his second one today, question mark?
I mean, he did kill someone, like, throw him a bone.
Okay, yeah, everyone just gets any opportunity to drink around here, which, like, go piss girl. Yeah, go but, piss like, girl. but he's taking a little sip, and he hears someone behind him say his name, and he immediately is like, God fucking damn it, I know who this is. And he turns around, and it's Isabel, which, by the way, holy shit, that woman is beautiful.
Yeah, I know. Turning into a vampire looks good on her. It they make her way her. Hotter as a vampire than she was, like, in flashbacks as
yeah,
his wife.
Yeah, I don't remember her being that, like, hot.
Yeah, I know. She's looking good.
She looks good. So Isabel's back, and she's got some explaining to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. And that was the end. Oh my God, we literally have two episodes and then we're done with the season.
Yeah. Shy and I aren't sure what to do for our grand finale to end season one.
So we're probably just going to get really drunk.
We know we're going to get ripped, but we just don't know how we'll probably play a drinking game.
If any 12 of you have a...
Some
suggestion, hit my line.
Hit our line at Mystic Balls Pod on Instagram.
Yeah. Love you so much.
I love you so much, babe.
I have a lot to think about regarding the hypothetical threesome and what you have said about it. I'm planning on hurting I'm planning on hurting my own feelings tonight. Thank you.
Don't read too much into it, girl. You're just like my sister, and unlike the Salvatore brothers,
Be clear. I would not have a threesome with you. I'm just, my feelings are hurt that you wouldn't have a threesome with me.
And I totally, totally hear you. And it's not that you're not hot or have a dump truck. It's just that you're my sister.
Okay, yeah, true. Okay, well, love you so much.
Love you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Mystic Balls.